Give it up, give it up, give it up. All right, it's gonna give you an example of give it up, what I mean by this. You're reaching for your wallets, that's good. Just give it up, I'll take it. Let me give you an example of what I mean by that. When I was in high school, once in a while I'd be sitting just being innocent, doing my things, and all of a sudden I'd have this stream of water that would hit me. And it wasn't from some leak in the ceiling, wasn't from an open window. Deacon Rob and I talked about this. It wasn't some spit wad that went flying across and that hit me on the side or hit me in the chest. Instead, once in a while, one of my classmates would bring a squirt gun to school, and I'd get hit with a stream of water. Well, from time to time, what would happen? Teacher would catch him. And so guess what the teacher said? Give it up. Give it up. Give it up. So they'd walk up, and these poor souls would walk up in front. And they have to give it up, and once in a while, actually, the teacher would actually break them and have something and smash them just to send a message that these aren't allowed in school, okay? Well, for me, I was as happy as a lark because for me, it meant that I was high and dry, okay? All right, but give it up is going to be very important when we look at this gospel of today, so let's get underway. If you had the opportunity to ask Jesus one question and only one question, what would it be? One question. You don't get one question with 10 parts to it. One. I don't think as adults we would probably ask a question like this. A child might. Last year for Halloween, I got 6 pounds of candy. This year, Jesus, will I get 7 pounds? Okay, you know, we as adults wouldn't ask that question. Why? Because we're dealing with God's son here. So the question I'm going to ask is this. What would we ask? First reading of today, Solomon does. He asks for something, that something is given, and the something we call wisdom. Now I want to read a story to you today. It's a story about a woman who was traveling in the mountains, and as she was traveling in the mountains, she found a precious stone in a stream. The next day she met another traveler who was hungry, and the wise woman opened her bag to share her food. Hungry travelers saw the precious stone and asked the woman to give it to him. She did so without hesitation. Traveler left rejoicing in his good fortune. He knew the stone was worth more to give him, it was worth enough to give him security for a lifetime. But a few days later, he came back to return the stone to the woman. I've been thinking, he said, I know how valuable the stone is, but I give it back in the hope that you can give me something even more precious. Give me what you have within you that enabled you to give me that stone. Here's the title of the story. It's called The Wise Woman's Stone. Solomon asked for wisdom. The woman had wisdom. But the question we ask today is this. What is wisdom? Wisdom is this, the ability to see things as God sees them. And for Solomon, it was more precious. We heard that litany of things he says, of than scepter, than throne, than gems and stones, than gold and silver. More precious to him than any of those. Well, today we hear in the gospel about a young man who has these things. Stones, gems, gold, silver. We probably realize he's a wealthy man. And so now we get to that point. He goes up. And he has his chance to ask one question of Jesus. And what is it? It starts like this. Starts out like this. Okay? What must I do? How many of you ask that question? I do every day. When I get up in the morning, I ask the question, what must I do? I must get over here or else I'm going to have a mob over at my rectory. I must write a homily. I must have mass. I must pray. Your list might be different. But that's not the entirety of the question, is it? His entire question is this. What must I do to inherit eternal life? And if we claim that Jesus is who he is and he knows us better than himself, and he does, then the question I'm going to ask back to you is this. Why then would Jesus rattle off the commandments if he knew the man followed them? You heard him. Don't steal, don't kill, don't lie, don't defraud, don't commit adultery, honor your father and mother. Jesus knew that he followed these, so why ask him? Because maybe this is a good gospel for you and me. If you want eternal life, keep the commandments. So I'm going to ask you, do you lie? Do you kill? And we're talking here too about more than literally killing, gossip, slander, speaking ill of others. It's killing reputations. Do we steal? Do we commit adultery? Do we defraud? Do we honor our mother and father? And with these questions, the young man can say, Lord, I followed him ever since my youth. This is a remarkable young man. A remarkable man to be able to say that. And Jesus doesn't even argue. He says, I know. That's true. But then he says, there's one more thing I ask of you. Go sell what you have, give to the poor, and come follow me. Now we get to that, give it up. Give it up. Okay? Notice what Jesus says. He doesn't say, go sell your profit, keep the profit, go sell what you have, give to the poor, and come follow me. And so, my question for us today is this. Okay, if Jesus came up to us and asked, give it up, give it up, give it up, what might it be? I'm going to share one thing with you today. I'll give you an example. Let's pretend our youth among us, one of you is really, really dedicated. You, like this young man, you can say, I've kept the commandments. I don't kill, I don't steal, I don't lie, I don't commit adultery, I don't defraud, I honor my father and mother. I do all of these things. I'm a good young man or a good young woman. And Jesus says, I know that. And yet there's one thing that I ask you to give up. One thing. And I'm going to show you what that one thing is. Okay? Are you ready? One thing. Here it is. I want you to give this up. Give this thing up. Give this up. Jesus says, you know why? You spend too much time on this and not a tough time with me. This could be adults too, by the way. Do you realize? You see how hard this is? It's hard. And you know what? You, like this young man, may turn around and you may walk away sad with this still in your hands. Okay? Hard. Remember the phrase, be careful what you ask for because you just might get it. I think that's what happened to this young man. I think when he went up to ask Jesus, what must I do unto inherit eternal life? And Jesus says, keep the commandments. I think he expected Jesus to pat him on the back and say, well done, there's nothing more I ask of you. I don't think he expected the one more thing. Give it up. Give it up. Yet I think it's a good question to ask. Because you know what? To know is what gets us to heaven. So in closing today, go ahead and ask. Just be careful what Jesus might have in store. Be careful. Okay? What Jesus may say. Give it up. Give it up. Give it up. What is it? So brothers and sisters, I want you to contemplate that mystery. That's the gospel brought to life today. And let's pray for each other. Let's pray for life for each other. We have the courage to deny ourselves, take up our cross, whatever it might be, give up what we need, and follow him. Let's conclude with our sign of the cross now. In the name of the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.